another episode of the Sleight of Hand podcast, where the party likes to get in trouble, but mostly because the DM makes it happen.
I mean, we don't make it any better.
You know, are you gonna do action economy or big giant dragons? You know, you have options, but do you really have options?
Yes.
Yeah.
I still say we should have freed the green dragon.
I mean, we still can.
Jerks.
Hey, at least I, at long last, had a string of actually decent rolls.
Yeah, nice.
Too bad you were using a sling.
A solid median of 2.
Mm-hmm. Well, on a 4-sided dice, I mean, that's
yeah, your d20, though, you're pacing good hits.
Yeah, which is nice.
It's good that I put a CR 3 or 2 character out there for you to hit.
Oh...
But hey,
Oh, he had to set the tee up for him.
Hey, T-ball is a real sport.
I play competitive kickball. No. Yeah. No, you actually were rolling good. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
X gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
Competitive kickball.
So, we just... slaughtered a bunch of innocent gargoyles that weren't doing anything.
They started it.
They did.
And some weird black ichor kind of
good word
forms out from them and goes into the stones.
What interesting world building that must be. All right.
Let's go on.
I was purposely looking up the most insane things on my phone and making sure Thomas could see it. And he's like looking over like, what the heck are you Googling? Nothing. Don't mind me.
What's a terrescue?
Terrescue.
Is that like Granddaddy T-Rex?
Yeah. I was like, a gunpowder slime homebrew. That sounds fun.
No. Hit it with fire damage. It explodes and kills the entire party.
You guys, in the distance, hear footsteps traveling rather quickly to the door to the northeast.
Are you still in disguise?
How long has it been?
Since you guys got in, went, looked at the dragon, came here, did the combat? Since you left the ship. Probably 3 hours.
Really?
Then no. I've not been Lord Gresk for a while.
Honestly, I thought, because it only took about 20 minutes to get.
Because, yeah, we took
20 minutes to get in, then you waited a half an hour, okay. And then you went and explored where the dragon was.
So I haven't been
Lord
Gresk.
And then you
Gresk
came back, and then you went into combat. And you traveled everywhere cautiously and slowly.
Okay. So I guess we are traversing giant rooms.
Yeah. Before anything, then, I'm going to quickly reload both my guns.
Okay.
If I have time, I'm just going to, without hesitation, just tie him up real quick and then gag him fully.
Yeah.
Look nice and battered and bruised.
You actually do. You're bad spell cast.
And he's all, you're all dusty.
I'm going to cast Disguise Self back into Lord Gresk.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my Blood Maledict to heal myself.
Maybe tie the other one.
Or 9 hit points, whatever.
Maybe tie up the other one.
I thought you said you were tying them both up.
Tying them up this one.
All right, fine. I'll tie Garg up. Sorry, Garg.
I look a little toasty.
I'll stand there with my hands crossed.
I'll take his sling from him and put it in his hands and just hold on to the sling.
Pocket full of rocks. Do you have more rocks now since there's a bunch of gargoyle bits on the ground?
I would have picked up a few of them. Trophies.
Are you going to fire at other?
Yep. He's looking for my victory. He's looking for all the little gargoyle eyeballs. Great sling stunts.
Yeah. Each toe also.
All right, so everybody.
I guess we're waiting around for the guards to show up.
Yeah. So you guys kind of gather yourselves, and the two doors just swing open, and you see two cloud giants just kind of walk in, and in the middle between them is a female.
A woman!
Wearing all gray with white long hair.
A female cloud giant?
Nope. Human.
Wow, she's huge. Oh, she's human size.
Yeah, human size.
So, still larger than us.
Oh.
And they kind of stopped midway and they said, she goes, "Who are you?"
"Well, I'm Lord Gresk, and these are my traveling bodyguards and some slaves we came to offer up to the brothers. But we were waylaid by these strange stone guardians, and they've attacked us for no reason. And now, here we are. Thankfully, my bodyguards are highly trained professionals, and we're able to quickly dispatch them."
I'm gonna pick up my hat, put it back on. There's just a bullet, or just
bullet on it. And little scorch marks around the outside.
Ah. Gresk, you said.
That is right, Lord Kent Gresk.
Kent. Kent Gresk. My husband told me that his brother died in the war a long time ago. I am Shara Nexington.
Well, accounts of my death have been overrated, you might say. I've been hiding out.
Unnatural.
I thought that you abandoned Baxington because you wanted nothing to do with this business, and I see that you have tied up slaves. We were told that we were having guests, but then when they went to unload and come back in, we didn't have anyone come on, so we figured you didn't want to see us.
We seem to have had some confusion. That Cornelius fellow told us to enter with the cargo, and so here we are.
And I see the gargoyles assumed you were Emil.
That must be it, unfortunately. I am very sorry about having to destroy them all, but as you must see, that I can't be bothered with mere gargoyles.
And, is there a reason why that door behind you is opened?
Probably just a matter of the fight. My men here, they're very strong, and I'm sure while they were doing something, they just knocked it open on accident. Maybe when they threw one of the gargoyles over their heads at it.
And she,
quite impressive, actually.
She looks at her two cloud giant guards and says, "Boys, I suggest you shut that. We don't want my pet to be unleashed." "Well, Kent, if that is you, we have much to catch up on. Would you like to come to my chambers?"
Oh boy, would I.
Johnny with women alone.
No.
"Perhaps I could put your bodyguard and maybe your potential trade in the common area just outside these halls."
"I'm sure they would find that most agreeable." "Didn't I tell you to not speak?"
And I'll just try and backhand Garg.
One damage?
Yep. I guess I gotta roll a hit, don't I?
If you let it happen, it's one
plus strength.
And he's a dragonborn.
That is a 16 to hit?
Yeah. Times armor class
16. Or 14, sorry, 14.
Oh, you missed.
Well, we'll just make it look good.
No, except your hand goes over, and then like a second later I go, I bet my game.
It's like that one thing where someone slaps it on the right side of the face and you turn left.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I'm shaking up after all the excitement.
She kind of chuckles because she just sees you blatantly swing over the head of a halfling because you're so freaking tall. "Well, now that the door is secured over there and my two trusted guards will clean up this mess, and why don't you all follow me?"
"I'm sorry, I don't think I caught your name."
"You don't remember my name?"
"I was just all the excitement, sorry."
"My name is Shara Nexington."
"Oh, that's right. You, of course, how could I forget?"
Writes on the back of his hand.
"When was the last time that you saw my husband, Scarve?"
Well, it must be now, what? I've been in the Feywild for at least a few decades, so many, many, many years.
So that's where you ended up. That's why you haven't aged a bit.
Well, that and court magicians, but...
Very amusing. I don't remember you being this funny. Well, shall we?
We shall.
And so she escorts you guys all to, like, a common dining area. She puts the... has the guards put the two slaves in a locked cell. So the two guards are sitting at the table with her, and she has people bring food out. So it's just you, Sediak, and Dutch. It's
good berries that we can eat.
And she sits down, and you can just...
Do they bring out, like, an ostrich? Yeah.
It's alive. You have to ride it first. The two cloud giants just stand right at the door, just posted, leaning on the wall. Yes, I don't know if you heard, but my husband passed away about 25 years ago, and I left Baxington to venture forth with the family business. Our nephew, though, on the other hand, has been quite some trouble. I don't know if you've run into an oligarch. He has been part of this movement, I guess you should say, along with these faithful Jaegers, to disband our business with Sunderland and the Shadecrest family.
How unfortunate it must be. I do offer my condolences to have such a wayward family member in thy midst, but of course, what is family?
Yes, what is family? There has been some interesting things that have come up. I mean, how much do you know, really, about the Shadecrest family?
You know, I do try and keep an ear out, but I've really only heard rumors of this wayward child of Adam.
Yes, that boy.
What is it, Adam von Carlyle de Pompis the Third.
Rather stupid name, I must say.
Yes.
We actually kind of have him indisposed at the moment.
Is that so?
That is so. Yes, he is traveling with my my friend's daughter, and she has brought them to us.
How interesting.
Yes, is traveling with some old man, too, wearing red robes. They looked like brothers.
Is that so? Why, what have you heard of this man?
He goes by Cree of the Redmire Bay, is what they call him.
Oh, I've heard many, many tales of Cree of the Redmire Bay. He's a fearsome leader of men, and some out there would call him a pirate, but he is in fact a very noble man.
He is more of a pathetic pirate, I guess, if you would ask me.
That's just what I've heard, of course. I don't know.
I've not seen him do anything great for our families.
I'm getting thirsty with all that salt in the air. That was not a pirate joke.
He must actually be of great importance. Silvana was saying something about his bloodline being a little bit important for our overall cause. You know, the slave trade is actually just a front for what we're really trying to do here. What? Maybe I could interest you in the overarching plan to join us in the domination of Alanisorg.
You know, that does seem like something... Right up my alley.
Just gonna go and flop that right out there.
Just whip it out.
On the first
What are your
date.
Thoughts of world domination?
What do you think the geopolitical implications are of world domination? And
But I am curious. How can I trust you now? Your brother hated you immensely. And why should I trust you?
Well, it has been many years, and I'm a changed man. And I'm sure you remember that I had no interest in this business, and yet here I am, presenting meager offerings as they are, but an offer of goodwill, if you will. Times have changed me, and I'm ready to turn over and join in with what my brother was about.
Was there actual food?
Yeah.
Alright, not just eating.
Yeah. I see that you brought a dwarf. Where did you come on one of them?
Well, as you may know, the...
We put a box with some cake under
it. A little stick underneath and pulled it.
It was quite a journey to get here from the Feywilds. We encountered him on our travels, and we asked him if he was lost, and he said he lived in the woods, if you would believe us. And it didn't take much convincing to just have him follow along like a little lost dog.
Do you know why the giants are in the clouds? The Isle of Giants? Why they call it the Emerald Sky?
I do not.
This is a floating mine.
Is that so?
Yes. We actually have slaves of dwarves here, and he would be of high price.
Well, I come here offering him freely.
What a kind gesture.
Okay, I want Cal to start a revolt.
He's like, oh, I'm worth something.
Oh, okay. I don't know if he was prickling or... Like,
oh, all right. I mean, Cal knows he's not actually a slave right now, so he's like, oh, I'm pretty valuable if I was going to be a slave.
Good to know I have clout. A place.
Yeah, so, I mean, if I'm a high-value slave, that means he's going to treat me slightly better than the trash slaves.
Yeah.
I got a purpose.
You got a purpose. I want to go back to what I did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd be very curious to see these mines. Now that you mention it, it'd be...
Yes.
Educational.
Perhaps for another time. I'm getting a little bit tired, although I am glad you guys made it to the Isle. I thought that you guys came up and simply floated back down.
We considered it, darling, but we could not pass up the opportunity.
The two generals said the name Gresk, and it really had me intrigued. I was like, is that Kent? My old brother-in-law.
Old? Why?
He's here.
Are you okay, sir? You're enjoying the ostrich, Jake.
Tastes out of splash and just sort of drink more.
Must be the pepper, it always gets to him.
So tell me, boys, what made you want to work for this old man here?
The money.
Money.
The money? I remember him not being that friendly with the money. He's quite the stingy old man, aren't you?
He seemed desperate.
I love these bodyguards.
Yes, they do say the darndest things, don't they? And I'm kind of looking at them like, shut up, you shouldn't be talking.
Look who is talking.
Well, I suppose we can, take you to the guest quarters, and please enjoy your meal, and I will let the uppers know that you are here and ready to talk.
That sounds most agreeable. I would very much enjoy just a time to lay my head down and let my men get some rest after all.
And she gets up from the table, curtsies, and she walks to the cloud giants and says, please take them to their quarters. I am rather tired. Let them finish their meal. The doors open. They both grab the doors as she walks out and exits. She shuts the door shut, and she starts to walk down the hall. And you see this beautiful woman turn into a grayish form as she walks up the spiral staircase to the upper floors.
Johnny sees that?
No, no one sees
it. Oh, no one sees that.
So we don't see
it. Us as the viewers see it.
The viewers see
okay.
it.
Okay.
In their imagination.
The omnipotent viewers here
all. Lord Gresk. We gonna finish the job tomorrow, it sounds like?
It does seem like our meeting shall be postponed until tomorrow, but for now, we have this meal to enjoy. And then
I do believe our pay rate will be upped.
Don't you worry about this compensation. You will be rewarded, of course.
And one of the cloud giants is kind of like, where are your guards from?
Well, I found it best with the hiring of skilled guards to not ask questions and instead offer money. And so, around, we'll say. They're from around.
And he just kind of looks over towards Zediak and is like, his blood ain't right.
I know not the status of his blood, but I know the status of his blade, and it is sharp. Wait, Zediak has a sword, right?
I mean, he has a guard.
I have a sword.
Yeah, you have someone's sword.
I have a sword, yeah.
He's got a sharp sword. He's got a club.
Yeah. So, we wrap up meal time, and the two giants escort you to a massive suite.
It just takes us an hour just to climb up.
Going up the...
Do they take us? Suite is for humans. It is for human guests when visiting the castle.
Do Garg and Cal come with us?
Garg and Cal are in a jail cell.
Okay, just checking.
Oh, sorry to that.
Yep.
Right, is there... So, Cloud, what was your name?
You don't need my name.
All right, well, I'm just a guard, if that's all right. Our job is to keep an eye on the cargo. Is there a possible way we could move the cages to our said rooms?
They're in a cell.
Could we put them in the cage?
They're there in a magical cell.
All right, Chris, this doesn't come out of our pay cut. Well, there's nothing we can do about it. We got to respect them.
Of course. I'm sure our most dignified hosts are more than capable of watching our cargo for a few hours while we rest.
So we pan to Cal and Garg, and you guys are in...
Well, this will be some great dialogue.
...jail cell. You guys are ungagged, and your hands are free.
Oh, that's bold of them.
There's some temptation.
I assume we're singing.
I'll sing you some mining songs that resurfaced. Hi ho, hi ho.
Oh god,
this is copyright. We go.
So
we're getting sued by the big big mouse.
Roll perception.
24.
And Garg's roll.
It's a, what, a 3, right?
-5?
-5.
No. 4.
4, alright. So Cal notices you kind of walk to the gate, mm-hmm. and you look out, and it's just this big circle, and there's this gate, like prison cells. And next to you, you can see that there is what looks to be some halflings. There's some dwarves that are locked up. Most of them are empty. Mm-hmm. And then you see one in the far corner, like in the north of you, what looks like a human.
Cal and Dwarvish will ask the dwarves how long they've been down here, specifically.
I've been down in these dungeons for probably 4 months. I did not collect enough emeralds, and so they lashed me and whipped me and stoned me and then put me in here. And I don't know when I will be going back.
Do the prisoners look malnourished at all?
Kind of.
That's Cal's worst nightmare.
They must be fed.
What do you think this is? Swedish prison?
It is now. Cal's gonna grab one of the rocks out of out of Garg's pocket, and he's gonna try to toss it through like the jail cell bars to see if it goes out or if it gets like stopped by anything.
Okay, so
he just goes. Whoop.
Yeah, you throw it, and as it goes through, it just goes into powder, and it hits the ground like sand.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
So we should take
polymorphine into a bug is not a good idea.
Yeah, just.
Yeah. And there lays the soul of Cal.
Yep.
The fly who couldn't.
But he so desperately wanted it. Cal's like, oh, that's a bit of a. Puts a bit of a damper on the situation.
Where are you from? You're not a sky dwarf.
I'm actually from the South Sea area. Let me pull up the map. I forget what it's called off the top of my head.
What's Garg doing?
That's not it. That's the other map.
Singing, assumedly.
Yep, singing. Yep. Singing the song.
So we're seeing dwarves around us in some other cell.
There's halflings.
There's halflings.
Yep.
There was a human.
Undershold.
Yep.
That's what it's called.
Yep.
South Sea of Undershold.
No, you're one of those fire dwarf people.
Yeah, I was, and then I didn't quite.
The charcoal never really gets out, huh?
Well, this ember left the kiln, and set out to seek new kindling.
Well, hopefully they can find a good use for you. Just make sure you get those quotas.
What about that human down there? How long has he been here? Doesn't seem to match the rest of the community.
That foul man has been here since before me.
Any idea who he is?
No, I have no idea. I don't talk to him.
Does he talk to anyone?
No. Very rarely does he eat his food when it's brought to him. And...
Intriguing. Sounds like a Debbie Downer. Reminds me of this one woman I traveled with for a little while.
Hey, you man! What's your name?
And you can kind of see in the dark cell across the way as he's this leaning on the back wall, and he kind of picks his head up and he looks across the way, and then he just puts his head back down.
I see how it is. My name is Gag, and I will meet you. That's a mess. But happiness to you. Don't worry. We'll be friends. We are getting out of here.
He's actually not answering because he doesn't understand.
He doesn't speak French.
Yeah. I'm assuming my voice is echoing through the entire universe.
Yeah, it is. Some of the other halflings that are in there actually kind of notice your voice and...
Man, they're kind really of
like,
weird
they're like perking up.
Are each like, are they like the half group of halflings and gnomes like together, or are they each in their own cell, just kind of like section though?
They're by race in their cell,
so it's like,
so are me and Garg separate then?
No, you guys are together. Okay, because you're like a
you're oh yeah, we're our yeah. own people. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Because
like these people probably would be coming from the same tribes, you
gotcha
know?
Are there guards in here watching the prisoners at all?
No. But you do notice these stunts. No, I'm scared.
I was like,
there's no guards, but these mummies, right?
You see a bunch of coffins, and there's like a bunch of dusty people in them.
Brass track.
These lanterns with these floating.
There's a necklace with a glowing will-o'-wisp inside.
Horsewoman, right?
Yeah.
Long journey, just dead stare.
There's this horse in a cell.
Just kidding.
Cal is gonna try something.
Shocker.
Cal is gonna resummon his wildfire spirit.
Oh, God.
Inside the cell.
This is how it happens.
And he's like, I'm sorry.
Hey, we had them gagged. They ungagged him. We didn't do that. Not our fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just didn't realize how valuable of a dwarf Cal was.
At least 7 gold.
Yep. And he's gonna see if the wildfire spirit can teleport out of the cell, bypassing the disintegration field.
So is
saying?
It coming with? Are you going with it?
No.
Okay.
So it's you're gonna cast magic, is what you're saying?
I mean, yes. Kind of in a way.
Yes.
You're not casting a spell, but it is magical in nature.
That's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
That's a lot of dice. Oh! Ten d6 force damage.
Did you get healed at all?
Yeah, I took two of the things.
So, okay. As you go to cast this spell...
Well, it's not a spell.
Well, this magic.
Okay.
Yeah. You and Garg feel this radiant damage hit you for 27 radiant damage.
Fun stuff.
As you go to cast.
And that's exactly how much I healed.
See, the fumes just start going again.
I wouldn't cast magic in here. It's gonna hurt very much.
Do it again.
Unless you like the pain, of course.
Some people do. Not me. But that's good to know.
Couldn't be bothered to ask beforehand.
Yeah, just like one of the dwarves. What happens if I cast a spell?
Well, I mean, not a ton of people have access to, like, teleportation magic.
Or magic in general.
Yeah, you know? So I would say,
that's fair.
But yeah. Well, that, that burns. But not the good kind.
I'm like covered in soot and I just go.
Just dust. Or smoke.
Yeah, poor Garg is just wandering around the cell checking out and also just. Ow!
You know, this is a half bad.
So I probably shouldn't cast a. Good bear.
Go and heal yourself.
Don't worry, I got it.
Oh no, Cal can't feed himself without.
This is the worst timeline. Cal is then gonna converse back with the dwarf about how long would you say I have in here until they take me to the mine?
I don't know. I think you're actually in a slave trade hold, and you might not be staying here very long. See, I know, you could be going to Lavatil.
Is that where they send, they just mentioned the mines when I first came. So, figured.
I'm not the boss.
Is it Lavatil?
Lavatil, yes. All the big cities, they're trying to branch out.
Any idea why, or just kind of capitalism?
I don't know.
That's fair. Do you know if you're heading back to the mines or if you're stuck in here till kingdom come?
I could die here. I don't even know. But they feed me, so as long as my tummy is large, I will be happy.
Oh, in that case, I'll stay.
Well, sign me up. You know, they don't really know what a small portion is if you've seen the people that live here.
That's fair. Giants probably would just give us fairly good portions, you know? This might not actually be a bad venture.
And what?
How's...
Don't. No.
Fine. I get food. It's, How's the 401k plan?
Just kidding. Cal is like a, he's like a gerbil. He's so fat. He just rolls around on his exercise wheel.
He just has his spirit teleported.
Garg's getting pissed off because he's got to run. Like,
and Cal's just rolling down the mine after.
Falls off the island. This is like a bouncy ball. Just bounces.
So I definitely noticed the other, the human, was able to get a look at him at all, or is he just kind of in the
actually,
corner?
Yeah, actually, you know, he gave that response to Garg, and as you tried to cast the spell, and you got the radiant damage, he, like, goes to stand up, and you realize, once he stands up, that, like, the cloth just falls off, and he's just buck naked. And he walks up to the cage, to the front, and he just starts peeing out the gate.
Does it evaporate
just
on the wall?
Just evaporating while he's peeing out the gate, and he just goes, he just spits, and then he waves at you, and then he goes back to sit down.
Cal will wave back.
Was it like a,
perception check.
Yes.
Investigation.
Yes, he does that from time to time. He's writing his name. I don't know. He's weird.
Seems kind of efficient, you know? You don't get the smell. It just kind of gets taken care of. Is that what you guys do also? Do you just kind of let the magical field take care of it and then...
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes you just go where you are.
Pick a corner.
Garg, which corner's the waste corner?
Yeah.
Alright.
Halfling.
Garg has been
halfling.
So impressed that he's trying.
There's a halfling in here.
Halfling.
One of us, mother. There's one of us in here.
Oh, and Garg says, hello, and halfling.
What are you doing here?
Apparently, I'm hired as a bodyguard and then sold as a slave. It's been not a good, what is it, Tuesday?
Your accent, I've never heard it. What tribe are you from?
They're gonna say tribe.
It's all fake. It's not a real accent.
Yeah. We are from the Suntali tribe. That is our family. We actually lived on the outskirts of Crystal Rock, and then they started coming in a couple months ago, and they took our entire tribe. We've been seeing more and more of this. We've actually been in this cell and haven't been put to work.
Seems inefficient.
There's only one airship and we kind of captured it.
What kind of man captured you? Women. I mean, you know.
Yes, the... It was big. Big giants.
Giants. I am known as Garg the Giant Slayer. Giants. And if this is true... When I get out of here, because I will find the giants, and I will slay them. Just for you. And the rest of you.
I hope so. You're very kind. Very kind, and...
Perhaps you'll name a child after me.
Your name? Garg the Giant Slayer.
Garg. Yeah, I'm
sure
Garg.
Tell the giants.
Yes. Well, if I ever get out of here, I will spread your name.
It is true, he has slayed a giant.
Just one.
Well, that Cal has witnessed.
Yeah, that I've witnessed, yeah.
Yeah, so we're surrounded by magic. We can't cast magic. We can't pee outside. And, like, our options are kind of limited. So.
Our option is just to cry.
I don't know, maybe we're going to get like, shocks for that, too.
You're crying? I don't know.
So we flash back to the... royal guest suite where Zediak, Dutch, and Johnny are.
I can piss wherever I want.
True freedom.
Look at what they got in the fridge.
Are there any giants around, or is it just us in here?
Just you. They can't even get through the door.
Are we sharing one room?
It's massive. Okay, with so like it's bedrooms within the suite. Cool.
Yeah. Can we lock the suite?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm not. Can't even walk
in. I'm not going to worry about disguise self fading because nobody can come in. So.
All right. So how much you want to bet they're going to die by the morning?
I'll put 10 gold.
Cal just blew himself.
I can go check on them if you'd like, but
I'd rather not. We seem to be liked.
I don't think they would do anything with them without our consent.
Do you have a sort of a speaky spell?
Like talking to people
via telepath, I believe.
Yes.
Maybe like before we go to bed or something, you could message one of them.
Yeah, I could probably do that. Is there something you want to communicate with them?
I don't know. Just check in on them. See if they're okay.
All right. I'll cast sending to Cal.
I'll never understand magic.
Do you get blown up when you cast a spell towards us?
That's a good question. I'm really laughing. You do.
No, you get the text, but when you send it out, we
blow up. The message would be, "Hey Cal, we were wondering about how it's going in there. We'll come see you in the morning. Try and get some sleep. Peace out, home.
Peace out, home. We see four more. You get the message."
It'd be funny if you sent it up to
the thing is, I'm not even mad.
So you get the message, and then you guys get 26 radiant damage.
So at this point, Cal's like, if I don't respond, he's probably going to send it again. But if I respond, I'm going to get blown up when it goes back.
It's just like, maybe I'll send it to Garg instead.
I told you not to cast magic in here.
No, I didn't cast it. I received it.
Just say K.
It's only 1d8 damage.
Yeah, I'm not getting a response. It's possible those cells are magically defended.
Well, no, maybe try Garg instead.
Garg's in the same cell.
How do you know?
We watched them get locked in there.
No, we didn't. They transported them. When we were in the dining hall, they were in just one.
Oh, yeah. I thought the cells were in the dining room.
No, we're just watching them. The bunch of prisoners.
Yeah.
You're just eating.
I thought I was watching you.
I was under the impression it was the ultimate power move. We're sitting there just eating in front of them.
Yeah.
Queen Cheryl's like, look at my slaves.
No.
That's how you know when the extra slave trade.
So you can't respond?
I mean, Cal doesn't want to risk responding.
It hurt.
Stop. Please. Probably send it to Garg. He seems to be the talkative type.
Dang, you're such a troll.
Such a troll. Hey, if I could have got Dutch Bros earlier.
Wow, ooh. You're going to pull that.
Yeah, Cal doesn't respond. Oh. Cal conveys to Garg that... Johnny just tried to communicate with us, and I think he's gonna kill us.
And kill you.
And he says that out loud so that everyone can hear.
Would I know that the spell like worked and that he got the message?
Yes. Yeah. Went through.
It went through.
So I'm assuming he's alive at least. Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't be able to send a message to a dead thing.
You didn't get the dial tone. Sorry, yeah. This number is not available.
I just got the no response.
You got a successful.
You got left on red.
I mean.
He could roll lower.
He could. No, he could probably also roll higher.
I think maybe they aren't able to communicate with us. I could send messages to other people, maybe.
Garg.
No, Garg's in the same predicament.
Who would you send a message to?
I don't know. I talked to Contra the other day.
All right. What good is that going to do with us?
I don't know, but it made me feel... I can talk to Kree. I'm gonna send a message to Kree.
Kree's just like,
Man, this self.
A naked man gets shot.
My sending message to Kree. Hey, it's good to see you, best friend. I don't mean see you. I mean, I hope you hear back from you after this message. It's crazy over here.
Three more.
I love you.
The spell does not go through.
Huh. He might be dead.
You got any more people you want to communicate to?
I'm gonna try sending a message to Adam.
Well, you know Kree's not dead because they talked about Kree being alive still.
Yeah, but like,
you just send the same thing to Adam.
I love you.
I love you. Hey, Adam.
Want to do a quick contact? I'm not
the other cleric that's been
trying to talk to Kree. Maybe if you've seen him, you could let me know. I think he might be dead.
I think he might be dead. Five more.
You can respond to this message.
You can respond to this.
That works.
Do I get a successful cast on that one?
Man, take a nice...
It does go through.
Oh, Kree is dead.
That's what you get for taking vacation.
Now, yeah, get back into character.
I know. I thought it was going to fail, to be honest.
So... You don't know what Adam's predicament is.
All I know is that he bamped out.
He's getting a message from Johnny. Does he want to hear tired, from Johnny or
exhausted,
not?
Exhausted, afraid. How about that?
How about you roll perception for Adam?
Okay.
Then you can decide how you want to respond.
Okay. Let me pull up Adam's character sheet real quick. Sorry.
It's not going to be good, whatever it is.
Sister, I would really think that, you know, my comrade would send a message.
It's a nine.
A nine.
Is it, what's the rules for that spell?
For sending?
They can just send it back as long as they
receive it. Yeah, they can, 25 words or less.
Any plane?
Yeah, I can go
no,
across.
No, if we're on different planes, it doesn't go through.
So you can send the message across any distance and even to other planes of existence, if the target is on a different plane than you, there's a 5% chance the message doesn't arrive.
That's what it is.
I didn't roll a natural one.
So roll a D100 then.
Okay. So if it gets 95 or 100, it does not send?
Yeah. Or 1 through 5, yeah.
Or 1 through 5.
We'll do 1 through 5.
1 through 5, okay.
87.
We're good.
Roll a perception check. Plus you rolled a 9?
9 total, yep.
So
it's all dark.
Your vision is foggy.
Mm-hmm.
Foggy.
You are chained.
Oh.
Wrists and ankles.
Like, is this like the kinky type or?
In a bed.
This is the kinky type.
You look to your left. Sylvana is laying next to you. room is a dark black, kind of cavey, as the air kind of feels like black floating. And you see two torches of green fire next to what looks like a maroon engraved door with skulls on it. And the skulls have a torch with a flame.
Kind of like the Orcus emblems?
The exact emblem.
Yep. Do these handcuffs have like the pink like fluffy stuff on them or...
No, they are...
Are they padded?
Metal chained.
No, not padded.
Okay.
But she's like just like sleeping next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I just get this message from Johnny, like, hey, I'm trying to talk
you're
to
Kree. You also see this guy with an iPad
you haven't talked to in a while.
How long has he been there?
I'm glad it was Sylvana and not someone else.
Would I know if Kree is alive or dead?
Huh?
Would I know? Would you want to text me like real quick? Or?
Hey, if you're going to let Johnny know.
When you get a text from somebody you haven't heard from in like 5 years, and they're just like, hey, what's up? It's like, you probably want money.
No, sister, I really believe that they would have contacted me if they're really worried.
I wasn't gonna say anything, but
I've still got some uses of sending like, if I want.
We want to know where Estella is so we can find her so we can kill people. And Johnny's over here dinking around.
Like, let me take my best friend. Let me take his best friend. And let me talk to the horse.
Talks a long journey. You just call Savannah?
Yeah, I was going to say, if I try and communicate with Long Journey, do I get Savannah? Is that going to be weird?
Let me talk to Contra. I'm going to
show you. Man, you know who I haven't heard from? It's Blossom. How's she doing?
I think she's dead.
What is Kent Grizz doing? Hey, what's your middle name? I need to just know.
Just curious.
What's your mom's last name?
Your security social questions.
Security number. If you had a favorite dog, what was it?
Last person on my sheet is Dutch. Hey, Dutch, how you doing? He's right next door.
Does anyone hear an echo?
All right. There's that delay.
All right, you ready? Was I asleep also, and this just was kind of like I woke me up? Also. No, sorry. Did this just like wake me up?
He's not doing the Adam voice.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You just kind of like wake up.
Kree is passed away. I am currently chained up in a dark room.
Please insert another 25 cents to continue call.
What'd you do to the horse?
They might hear me.
They might hear me? That's the last part?
Yep.
So, that meal was pretty good.
Yeah.
It sure was.
I mean...
what?
No!
Horse is not on the menu.
She's human form right now, right?
Half of her.
What half?
Yes.
Imagine, imagine if a centaur and a minotaur had kids in this world, but
they turned into a human.
Human.
Surprise!
Just like a human half.
Okay. Yeah, jeez.
So yeah, Johnny, you—that's what you hear.
I'm gonna call that bedroom over there.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I'll go to this one.
So you guys find your sleeping quarters.
Yeah,
we're all going to bed, right, Johnny?
Yeah. Do you have anybody else you're gonna call?
Besides Ghostbusters?
The Ghost Hustlers.
Have you tried Estella yet?
No.
Or Twilight?
No, I'm mad at her.
Yeah, Twilight's much more conversational. Maybe I'll send a message to Twilight.
That might be good. Since they're supposed to be here.
Why the heck are you talking to me? Call my sister.
Alright, I'll cast Sending. I'll send a message to Twilight. Okay, girl. How are you doing?
Estella's gonna be like, wow, he didn't call me.
Wow, really?
Yeah. He's texting you.
We're in the Isle of Giants looking for you and your sister. Just let me know if you're around. It's Johnny, by the way.
It's Johnny, by the way. Yeah, right now. I love you too.
Yeah. Shoot me back, eh?
Shoot me back, eh?
What you wearing?
I'm gonna send a message. You up?
Hey, you busy tonight?
Twilight receives the message, and she looks over to Estella,
and they both explode with radiant damage.
Johnny just messaged me.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
When you up late texting all your girls.
Which is Cree, Adam, and Twilight.
Yeah, dude.
In Twilight. That order.
Yeah. Yeah. The two dudes first. He said he's here. I don't even know how he could get up here. Do they have a necklace? Do they have a necklace?
No, but they do have the three stones. And the two bracers I left with them.
Okay.
Did he say where he was?
He just said he was here. I don't even know where we are. We literally just bamped into this room.
You respond to him?
What should I say?
Maybe why the heck you didn't contact your friend? Anyway, where is he? And if he is okay.
Johnny? Are you okay? Is everyone with you? Why didn't you call me back?
How many uses do I have? I've sent three messages. Witch bolt to 05. So that leaves me a couple more.
It's okay, we're going to bed, hopefully.
Yeah.
In bed, hopefully, you, baby.
Oh, gosh.
What was the name of that woman we met? Because I keep forgetting.
Twilight.
No.
Shara something? Shara Bax, Nexington.
Nexington. Write that down because I keep forgetting.
Nexington.
I will send sending back to Twilight. Hey, you know, we here with Shara Nexington or something. Lost Estella. Don't know where she at. Cree's gone. Adam gone. We still here.
Still here. Yep, 25.
If he's been in contact with Shara, then we are in graver danger than I thought. No. But Twilight, it's not who she says she is. The real Scarab and Shara have been dead for a long time, and Sparrow's father has doppelgangers running a lot of the governments. She's one of them. I don't even know how Johnny didn't get murdered on sight.
In all fairness, Johnny has a weakness when it comes to the female gene.
You might call it a strength.
No, I would call it definitely a weakness.
I must admit I've taken advantage of that.
I mean, to be honest, who hasn't?
As Estella?
True. True. I really dislike his pet dragon.
I mean...
Is that a euphemism?
We have our differences on that.
It was all fun and games until one time I walked into the
bathroom facing the wall.
He has a tail.
Got it a side saddle, man.
Was he doing that thing where he uses the back to eat cereal too? Because he always seems to brag about that.
Recover, DM. Recover.
Jeez.
It was dark and I tripped over his tail. Why were you next to him in the toilet?
Well, I needed to use the restroom.
You couldn't see what you could see in the dark.
Yes, I guess we can.
I know that. He sometimes likes to bring his comic books in there too.
Mom, what are you talking about? Nothing. Nothing, Sparrow.
We'll explain when you're older.
Well, did you respond to him?
I will waste all of my Cindy's dirty talking with the Twilight.
Twilight responds, "You are in grave danger."
What else is new?
If she was telling you the truth, she was probably lying to you.
If she was telling the truth, she was probably lying to you.
If she told the truth, she's lying.
Yes, but what are you wearing?
Did I have anything left?
You did 18, so you have 7 more.
She is a doppelganger.
You have 3 more.
I love you. 10 picks.
I don't, though.
I don't, though. Whatever you do, don't.
Yeah, it's perfectly ended on something edgy.
Since I have one last possible sending, I'm going to send a message to Estella.
If he messages you, don't respond back.
I'm just kidding. Hey.
Hey.
You with Twilight? How's she doing?
Yeah. Wow.
She's saying some weird stuff, but hope you're doing good. We're here to rescue you.
You have 4 more.
Your main brass boy.
They hear your voice. They know who you are without the salutation.
Twilight.
He doesn't care.
Twilight, are you able to communicate sign language?
This is Johnny.
Are you able to communicate sign language via this message? Because I just want to flip him off. Really bad.
What did he say?
He's... How are you?
I'm fine.
He wants to know that.
I just talked to him.
Again, it's a weakness. He's apparently here to rescue me, but he contacted you twice.
This is like Johnny in junior high.
Stella, I think that for now we should just stick to us three and keep a low profile. Right now, it's just too many of us.
Jonathan.
Oh, who dat?
New phone, who dat?
Jonathan Xavier?
Jonathan Xavier E. Jonathan?
Who told you that?
Where exactly are you? Stop creeping on my sister. Stay where you are. We will find you when we need to.
Jonathan.
That's your last spell?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's all my uses. I'll like go over to Zeddy actually and be like, Estella's okay.
She's in a pretty good mood.
Same as ever.
That's good, Johnny. Let's get some rest.
Yeah.
Before I want to take out the little elven box out of the bag of holding, and I want to see what it does. What's it do? Is there like a ring or something inside it?
Do you open it?
It counteracts the spells.
I'm gonna keep me safe from Johnny. I'm gonna open it.
So you open it, and it just starts folding out of your hand, and on the ground pops up a single person's tent.
Oh. Okay. I'll peek my head inside.
You open the curtain, and you see the inside lobby of a two-story manor with
ladders. Oh, is it bigger on the inside?
Going up, and
you see what looks like a warforged wearing a boiler cap. Who are you? And we'll see you next week.
If you'd like to know more, follow us on Facebook or Instagram at The Sleight of Hand Podcast and on Twitter at The Sleight of Hand PC or write a review on iTunes. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to contact us, our email is thesleightofhandpodcast@gmail.com. All content is created and owned by The Sleight of Hand Podcast. All artwork created for podcasts are illustrated by Deco on Instagram at onebluewolf_AD or www.artstation.com/onebluewolf. Rules as played are based on D&D 5th edition mechanics. Stay rad and happy gaming.